listening to the Fantasy Wire DFS NBA podcast with host John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John Pimba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Wire NBA DFS podcast, recording here for Friday's 11-game main slate. James, you're the man on the playbook for this 11-gamer. It's been a strong start to the season so far. When it comes to NBA DFS, man, how are you feeling about everything so far?
First look looks pretty interesting. We have some good totals. New Orleans, Charlotte's 230.5. San Antonio, Indiana, 231. Those look like the two premier. Memphis, Houston, 230.5. Denver, Golden State, 229.5. So, Utah, Minnesota, great Utah Jazz tricked us all, 228.5 right in that game. But yeah, it's going to be a fun slate. Lots to look forward to. Still not a lot of data on the board. Every team has now played one game after Thursday night, but a lot to look forward to on this slate, and I'm ready to get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Like you said, we'll go to the point guard position here. At the top, over on DraftKings, you have John Morant, and you have Steph Curry as your top two price guys. Curry's your top price guy on FanDuel. John Morant third behind DeJounte Murray. How are we considering, again, on a large slate, a large player pool, if you want to take a look at, say, the guys that are 9K and above on DraftKings, which ones do you find to be the most appealing given their matchups?
So I think without a doubt, just given the Houston matchup, Houston's played as fast as they did last year in game number one. They played as bad defense as they did last year as well. Houston third in pace. So just goes to show you they're once again going to be a really fast paced team, and they give up a ton of points. So Ja is in an elite spot coming off a very good first game.
Both point guards against Houston the other day had double doubles.
Yeah,
Trey and DeJounte.
So. Yeah, so it's gonna be a trendy thing this year to attack Houston. It's gonna be a very popular play, but it's a great play at that. So 10-1, I'm fine. So much for 30 minutes. Curry played 33 in the first game of the year because why not, right? That's obviously was gonna happen the whole time.
It's gonna be a couple weeks before he lifts the minutes lifts on Clay and Draymond. So yep. Obviously that is big news for Steph when Klay Thompson's not on the floor. On opening night, they said he was going to limit Klay to 18 minutes. If that's what he's got going forward, I mean, that's significant.
Yeah, I think 10-7 on FanDuel is a little too expensive, but 10K on DraftKings. I mean, I guess if you're going to get four steals and a block from Steph, like, sure, he's fine on FanDuel. But I really like the Atlanta guys again. I think there's going to be times where we're like, who do we play here? But like you said, DeJounte went for 60 FanDuel points. Murray went for 50. They both had double-doubles, so I think they're both in play. Dame, tough-ish spot with Chris Paul defense there. We know Dame is fine. Tough spot for Kyrie as well, and LaMelo's going to be out. So I like the top four guys on DraftKings more than I like Dame and Kyrie. Dame and Kyrie always in play for tournaments.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I really like the two Atlanta guys. I just worry if that is a blowout spot for them or if Paolo Banchero is really the real deal and is able to keep Orlando mixed into that matchup against Orlando. It's an exciting game against Detroit. Atlanta, a big step up in competition for them there for sure. And I'm with you. John Morant, 10-1, is going to be a highly popular. If we're going to the next tier, guys that are under $9,000, point guards, everybody has multi-position eligibility. I'm going to try to talk about them as I feel they are that position. So Halliburton at 7,900. Listen, we should have remembered, right? Like, he is the guy on that team now, right? Last year with the Pacers, he averaged 17.5 points per game. During the preseason, though, he was scoring buckets. And he came out, he played 35 minutes against Washington night one, 26-4-7. Opening night, I was a little bit worried when they bumped his point prop on PrizePicks from 15.5 to 16.5. I loved it at 15.5. I put it in the Discord. I said I like 15.5. Got moved to 16. I got a little skittish. My mistake. This dude is going to go out there. He is going to score at will. He's going to take as many shots as he can handle. He's also a really good distributor there, but the Pacers are just, they're the Pacers. So you got this spot against another very bad team in the San Antonio Spurs, and I just don't see how this isn't an all systems go.
Yeah, and we saw, I mean, the Spurs played absolutely no defense and got shellacked first game, and that's going to be much of the case because we don't really know what the Spurs were doing. Now we do, like, we understand it's tanking for Victor, like, that is what they're clearly doing.
I watched a video on Victor W.
Wembanyama.
Yeah, and they mentioned how teams are going to start tanking, and they cut to a press where Popovich, before the season started, said, don't go to Vegas to win on, to bet on us to go to the playoffs this year. So he's at least upfront about it. You don't trade DeJounte Murray and let go of the rest of your team there, basically, if you're not willing to commit to the dead last act. So, yeah, I agree with you there. Tank, full tank on here. Pacers are going to try to tank as well, but Hal in a smash spot. What are your thoughts on Van Vliet against Brooklyn? Brooklyn got smacked by the Pelicans. Is that a testament to how good the Pelicans are or how bad defensively Brooklyn's going to be this year?
I think probably the former. I think the Pelicans are going to be very good. I think this is a good matchup. I think Van Vliet is going to play. We saw last year how many minutes Nick Nurse distributes to his guys. He's going to play a boatload of minutes. He's going to take a lot of threes. He played 39 minutes in the opener. Like, he just doesn't come off the floor. You're going to get 40 minutes out of him every game. So, yeah, I don't hate Van Vliet. I think he'll probably be lower owned on 11-game slate, but this is a game. Let's see what their total is in this game. 226 is a game with a good total. The Nets are favored only by 2.5 points, so it's a close expected game. Yeah, I think Van Vliet's a nice, safe play on this option.
Yeah, I'm with you there as well. As we go a little bit further down in the mid-tier, I mean, you have Cunningham, you have McCollum there in their spots. You have Chris Paul at just $7,100, which feels like a nice spot for him. Kevin Porter is also at 7K.
Yeah, but we saw, and I know it's Ja Morant, but Ja had 34, 9, and 4 against the Knicks. I think Jalen Brunson is a good player. I think a player that can be taken advantage of offensively. I think Cade is too big for him, honestly. I think Cade's going to present a lot of problems for the Jalen Brunson size there. Yeah. So I like Cade. I like Chris Paul's weird, man, because he wasn't great in that opener. He didn't close the game either. I don't know if you saw that. They did not have him on the floor. He only played 30 minutes.
Could be a veteran thing again.
They asked Monty Williams after the game, and like he just liked what Damian Lee was doing.
It works.
Yeah, I mean, it works, right?
Damian Lee hit the three. So
it's a good spot against Portland, and it's a good price, but like I like the game environment for Houston and Kevin Porter a lot, who's 7K, and he showed, I mean, 21, 7, 7, and 2, 19 shots. Like Kevin Porter is going to be awesome this year in
they
fantasy.
Paid him. They know they're going to be bad, and they're going to play Kevin Porter, Jalen Green, and Jabari Smith 35
all the minutes. Yeah, 1600 on FanDuel too for Kevin Porter, like great price tag. So like when it comes to Chris Paul, like I think it's a good matchup, but I just would rather get, like, I can save $500 on FanDuel, I can save $100 on DraftKings and get Kevin Porter. I know Kevin Porter is going to be the more popular option, obviously. Yeah. Like everyone's going to gravitate towards him, but I mean, I think it's warranted to gravitate towards him. It's a really good play.
I agree with you. If Cole Anthony does not play, do you like Jalen Suggs? Or again, was that a product of the matchup the other night against Detroit?
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a good spot. We just saw, again, that total in Atlanta-Houston was the biggest on the board. This total in the Orlando game, 223, is solid. 8.5-point spread. Like, I think Atlanta's going to play fast with two very good guards. Where did they rank in pace? They were third in pace too, 106 possessions. So I think they're going to be an exploitable, or not exploitable, they're going to probably be good defensively with their health, if everyone stays healthy, at least in their front court. But yeah, 6,100 for Suggs is maybe
he's
a little
too expensive. 5K on FanDuel.
5K on FanDuel, exactly what I was going to mention too. I like that price a lot more than I do on FanDuel, on DraftKings. Maybe a little more contrarian on DraftKings if there's no Cole Anthony, but you have to like 21 points in 25 minutes. He fouled out too, John. Little. So who knows what the upside could have been. So maybe if there's no Anthony, we can roll Jalen Suggs comfortably. Maybe there's 40 fantasy point upside if he's not fouling in 25 minutes. You're fouling out, dude? Come on.
Are you buying or selling AU's opening night here? 17, 6, and 4 for him against Miami in a tough spot. Now he gets Washington, no Zach LaVine once again in this game. And we talked about it last when he was sort of forced into a lot of playing time when LaVine and Ball and all those guys were out of the lineup. He performed pretty well. Do you like him again here? He's 5K on FanDuel. He is $5,500 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good spot. I guess I'm a little skeptical of his offense because he's never really been like this guy offensively. I mean, he's a rookie last year, but like second round draft pick, but maybe he takes that leap. I'm fine with it. 5K is a good price. He's a good defender. Get some steals over there too. So yeah, I don't hate it. I don't love the 5,500. I don't hate the 5,500. I think it's like a neutral play. When you look at like where would you go other than him, I guess, for value? Like, you'd Trey Jones is obviously going to be, once again, under 5K. Like,
what do you think of Brogdon? Brogdon's 5,100.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your assessment on Brogdon and his minutes, right? He played 24 minutes. Is that 23 minutes, rather. And he closed both halves. And I think you and I both agree that Brogdon's going to be in the closing line on this team more often than not. And he's obviously going to be a big part. But, like, is he being ramped up because there was, like, a little knee ailment in the preseason? Is he being... Are they taking caution with him because he has been injury prone in the past, right? Like, what are they doing with Brogdon? I'm okay with it. I think 51 is too cheap. He shouldn't be under 6K in any capacity ever.
Yeah, he's 54 on FanDuel, so.
It's just the minutes, I guess, scare me. And maybe they shouldn't scare me as much as they are, but the minutes, I guess, in game one was a little concerning.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we could look at some other value options. You mentioned Trey Jones. He's $4,900. We know that he's going to play a lot of minutes because they don't really have a lot. Well, I guess he played 24, so we expected him to play a little bit more than he did.
Well, the blowout.
Yeah, that is true. There was the blowout impact for that as well. So, but I mean, how often are they going to get blown out? That's the question, right? Trey Jones is there. AO's 5K on FanDuel. I think we mentioned that already. I mean, Dennis Smith Jr., we talked about. He only played 21 minutes, but again, blowout. He had 31 fantasy points on FanDuel in those 21 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, right. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of value point guards here.
So I guess it depends on the Jamal Murray status. Maybe we could get some value there.
Bones?
Yeah, Bones. What was I just looking at? And unfortunately, we're probably not going to know because it's 10 o'clock.
Right.
But injury management, I feel like injury management has led to people sitting out already. I mean, look, i.e. Levine. Like, yeah. Levine's already sitting for injury management. Bones Highland is $3,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah.
$4,000 on DraftKings. So I would definitely take interest there if there's no Jamal Murray.
Okay. What, did they play Ish at all or no? No, they didn't. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Let's go to shooting guard. Guys at the top said DeJounte is there, depending on who you decide to be the point guard. They both had a double night one. Booker against Portland. Bradley Beal had a really good game on opening night. He gets Chicago here. Jaylen Brown at 35 actual against Philly. $8,200 for him. Ingram's at 8.
Booker's fine. I think you and I are going to have similar opinions on Booker all year. It's like, it's fine. It is what it is, I think. Yeah. Probably not going to pay $8,900. Bradley Beal, I think, is fine. I think the Bulls... I guess the thing is they started Caruso, so maybe not like the most ideal spot for Beal, but I think there's like 5X, 6X in there. Maybe he's a cash game play. Jaylen, another tough spot, but it was a tough spot for DeMar DeRozan. He didn't seem to have many problems either. So,
he had less than no problems.
He did whatever he wanted offensively. And, I mean, look... There is no reason Jaylen can't carry that over to this game, and to any game, really.
I guess I'm a little disappointed that he did enough of defensively. 35 points was great. He got a lot of that at the very end. Like you mentioned, he just started knocking down threes there at the end of that game. But 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 2 steals. We saw him rebound a little bit better, though, at the end of last year. So if that was matchups or whatnot, maybe, but we'll see. But yeah, I definitely like him at this price. He's 81 on FanDuel as well. So those guys are all kind of fitting in to that same spot. What are your thoughts on Ingram? Again, everybody in New Orleans is a really good game. So.
Yeah, I mean, 27 points. Can't...
28, 7, and 5.
I can't say anything bad about the guy. He's a super good player. I think it's a super elite spot. There's no LaMelo Ball. The more popular play at... a similar price tag is going to be Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
So, like, you can be contrarian-ish and play Ingram. I think after seeing what Zion did game one, I think everyone's going to, like, gravitate. I know Zion is 9,200, and there's a discount on Ingram. There's an obvious discount on McCollum as well.
Yeah.
But I like Ingram $8,000, especially if he's going to fit in that well alongside, like, McCollum and Zion. No problems going there as a contrarian play to Rozier, because look, yep. everyone's gonna play Rozier.
Everyone's gonna play on Rozier again. I agree with you. We talked about it on opening night. I said that Jaden Ivey was gonna be just way too cheap on FanDuel. He was like $4,800, I think it was. He's only $5,300 this slate around on FanDuel. He is $6,100. He's going up against the Knicks. You talked about guard play against the Knicks the other day. It could very well, I know he's listed as a shooting guard, but Ivy could just as easily be the point guard on this team. I know that, I think Cade had the 10 assists. Again, I think Jaden Ivey is just an absolute stud. So yep. I would have no problem paying either price tag for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm in a similar boat as I was the first game. Like, I love the FanDuel price tag, and I'm a little hesitant on the DraftKings price tag, but he proved me wrong right away. So if this is going to be what he's going to be, and not to say that I ever thought he wasn't going to be this guy, but maybe 61 was a little too lofty for me off the rip. He's fine. Again, prefer FanDuel price. I'm okay with the DraftKings.
Yep. Jalen Green, 64 on FanDuel, 61 on DraftKings. Again, I'm fine playing him.
Yep.
I think he's just, again, another really good player for him. Moving down the list a little bit, we talked about him, Benedict Mathurin. However, we're going to go ahead and go about pronouncing his name, James. We mentioned him at the end of the podcast the other day. 27 minutes, 19, 7, and 2 for the rookie here.
Yep.
He's only $4,300 on FanDuel, rather. $5,500 on DraftKings, and he gets the Spurs matchup.
Yeah, it's a great spot. There's going to be game. So I think pretty much what we saw from him is going to be the role, right? Like, Duarte and Buddy Hield are going to start as long as they're there. The only thing is, Duarte got hurt in that game. He got, like, hit in the nose, only played 20 minutes. What's the role when Duarte's back? Does Mathurin lose minutes? Probably. Is he really talented?
Should he, though?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think Buddy Hield should be there to begin with. Like, look at this team around. Like, look at the team in Indiana. Like, Buddy Hield just doesn't fit.
Right.
Like, he's the one that doesn't fit out of all the players. And if you're tanking, like, why not try to work in your core with Mathurin, Halliburton, and, I mean, Jalen Smith, Isaiah Jackson, Duarte. Like, that's a good young core.
Yeah.
I would be okay in tournaments on FanDuel. I'm not going to pay $5,500, though, on DraftKings. Just 55. Just knowing that there might be less minutes if Duarte is not limited at all, which it doesn't look like he's going to be.
Sure. Guys, a little bit further down, how are you feeling about Josh Hart, Terrence Ross? We mentioned Brogdon already. Sell got off to a horrible start.
Yeah, he did.
Covered and came back a little bit. He's 51. John Concher, who you were a big fan of once. Dylan Brooks got ruled out. He's obviously priced up a little bit more this slate, $4,800. Where are you on the sort of middle value range?
So it looks like Brooks is going to be out again. Zaire Williams is also out. So, like, you can go to Concher. He was also sub 4K last slate. So I like that a little bit more than $4,800. All he does is a 3-and-D guy, and he's a good rebounder. So, like, you can play him if you want. I don't feel as comfortable. You've been on Terrence Ross since he was starting in the preseason game, started regular season game, was good in the regular season game.
Dude,
well,
so good to start back.
I mean, if you want to take a dart, he's going to be 1% owned. Nobody is going to play him.
He was less than 1% owned.
He's
0.6% owned is actually what he was.
Yeah, maybe giving him too much credit. I like the Hart price. Yeah,
up price, though, on now, obviously. He went from, like, $3,800 to $4,600, so.
Yeah, so Ross and Concher, two of our guys, both a little too expensive. I do like the Hart price. 38 minutes, Sean, 19 points in the first game, which isn't like a Josh Hart-type line, but if that's the production we're going to get out of Josh Hart, absolutely no problem going there.
No, he's going to play a bunch of minutes, and, I mean, you say, like, that's not a Josh Hart line.
With the scoring, specifically, like, he can score.
He scores, He can score, and he was just always on teams that didn't really need him to score. And I understand this team has Lillard, but there's no obvious number two now in Portland.
That's
it could be Josh Hart. So I'm kind of willing to go back to the well. They're $5,900 on FanDuel for Josh Hart. A little bit more expensive than the $54 on DraftKings, but I'm right there. I have no problems paying that price point. Anybody else for you? What did Beasley do on night one? I know they kind of just threw a bunch of guys.
He had 15 and he played 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, that could be 30 minutes because the injury. But also, like, Utah has, like, they're going to be a nightmare, right? Conley, Clarkson, Sexton,
yeah,
Beasley, Markkanen, like, all like potential 1 through 3, it's gonna be a nightmare. But Beasley for tournaments, he always can light it up if he gets going. Houston started Eric Gordon for whatever reason. If you want to go there, Cody Martin listed doubtful. What did Book Knight do? He wasn't.
I can't believe he even played.
Yeah, it wasn't even on the. He didn't play a lot. He played 14 minutes. I think Jaden McDaniels played a bunch of the minutes, but it was also a blowout. So, like, Jalen McDaniels, he played 23 minutes. He's a small forward. I'm just looking through, like, any value. Bones is shooting guard eligible.
Max Struss is shooting guard eligible on FanDuel.
What do you mean? He's a power forward.
Yeah, he's probably still a power forward, right? Yep, it's 4,700 power forward.
What do you mean? Why would Max Struss ever be a
power forward? Small forward on FanDuel. He's only 4K, though. 30 minutes the other night.
Yeah, that's a great price.
We're on it.
We are definitely hip to that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tough first spot.
Contra 41, too. I'd be more interested in Contra on FanDuel as well. It's a pretty good price tag.
Yep. I'm in agreement with you there. All right. Let's go on over then to small forward. Yeah. Multi-position eligibility guys here, but, you know, Durant, Tatum, DeRozan still at 87. DeRozan playing small forward this year as well. Patrick Williams active, even though he is a... Is he power forward only? Where's DeRozan? Oh, he's shooting guard small forward on FanDuel. He is small forward power forward on DraftKings. DeRozan, $9,600 though over there. Tatum more expensive than Durant FanDuel as well. $8,800 for Tatum is just too cheap if this dude is like, I'm pissed that we lost the finals mode. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't... There's no reason he should ever be 88. Like, Durant was amazing in that first game, even though they got torched. But like... I'm taking the 1,600 savings every day of the week. And I'm also taking the 1,700 savings for DeMar DeRozan. Last year, John, without Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, 38.8% usage, 1.34 fantasy points per minute. And he was like 1% owned.
Yeah.
Or something crazy like that. No, I had Vucevic at 1. I think DeRozan was sub 10%. He is not going to be sub 10% owned here.
Yeah.
Like, there is a 0% chance he is sub 10%
against Washington. Yeah, no shot.
But like, if you're going fair and balanced, which I can't say I hate, because you can just plug in Tatum DeRozan like to start your lineup. Don't really hate that start necessarily. So.
No, I agree with you there. Going down again to the mid tier, there's not a ton. What are your thoughts on? I mean, we go back to Laurie, or are you worried about the size that Utah brings to the or Minnesota brings to the table here?
I mean, he's probably going to be the guy offensively for them. At least the guy that's taking all the shots on that first unit. So, like, you can go there if you want. Not my cup of tea, but tournaments, $5,900 is a pretty good price tag.
Okay.
I'd probably go Hayward over him. I think Hayward's in a really good spot. He looked really good. He's healthy.
Oubre 20 points. He's,
yeah, I think Oubre, I think they're both in play here. I think Oubre, what's Oubre, $5,100 on FanDuel. Hayward, $61. So you get $1,000 savings. But I'd be okay with playing them both. I think New Orleans is going to be a really fun team offensively, but I'm not sure, like, other than Herb Jones, I'm not sure what they're going to be defensively. We know Alvarado's good off the bench and stuff, but, I mean, look, there's no LaMelo. So, right. Hayward, Oubre, Rozier, all elite plays at their respective price points.
Franz Wagner played 30-plus minutes. Michael Porter
started. It was 30, good to see.
Yeah, Michael Porter played 30-plus minutes. I know that both of those guys, Wagner, 62, Porter down to 54 on FanDuel. Dude. I mean, on DraftKings, they're a little bit closer on FanDuel. 59 for Porter, 57 for Franz.
Dude, like, I know, I get it that Porter's coming off the injury, and I get Golden State's good defensive unit, and Wiggins is a good defender, and they have guys to throw at him. But, like, if Jamal Murray's sitting in this game, dude, why are we not looking at Michael Porter at 5,400? Like, there's no reason. Jokic is battling an injury. Yeah. He's probable to play, but, like, what are we missing here with Michael Porter?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, look, he didn't have, like, necessarily, like, elite stats, I think, last year, at least to the standard I think that you and I both hold him in, scoring the basketball especially. But he didn't really play 9 games, so it's, like, really hard to get, like, an assessment on him. I'm just trying to look up real quick the last 2 seasons Michael Porter without Jamal Murray, because I wanted to see what the usage rate was. Michael Porter... 20%. Like, there's just not enough sample. We know he's an elite scorer when he's on the floor. He's a good rebounder. There could be no Jamal Murray. I don't see any way I'm not in playing Michael Porter if he's playing 35 minutes a game. Like, there's just not a shot. And again, people know that you and I like him a lot. He's too good to be 5,400 without Jamal Murray.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Jaden McDaniels, buying or selling? 44 fantasy points, 35 minutes against the Thunder.
Probably buying. Now, do we expect him to... It's hard to think he's going to score 19 points a game or anywhere close to that. But what did he do? 2 blocks, 3 steals, right? That's his MO. Like, his MO, they were like, people were more excited about him than they were Anthony Edwards right. at times, which is crazy to think, but like, just what it was, right? Like, that's
he's a higher upside Jared Vanderbilt,
and that's why they kept McDaniels. Like, I don't think he is going to repeat 19 points a game, but like, if he does and everything else comes along with it, which we expect it to, I mean, we're talking about a guy who can break a slate. Very low owned tournament play, I'll say that.
Yeah, DeAndre Hunter is 47 on FanDuel. He's 52 on DraftKings. 22-3-1-1 for him in that opening night matchup. Again, we know he can score a little bit. He has these moments. Obviously, there's a lot more talent around him. You got to kind of pick and choose your spot to run that one out there. Any other value small forwards for you? Royce O'Neal, for whatever reason, had a huge game.
I'm not going there. I'll let whoever else want to play Royce O'Neal. Just 11-game slate, he's just not going to shoot. I don't care what he did. Like, the fact that he even took 7 shots is a miracle.
Yeah.
3 steals, aided by 2 steals, or 3 steals and 2 blocks, I think. I like your Hunter call quite a bit. I do like Duarte. FanDuel, 4,500, I think is a good price if he plays. Cameron Johnson, not on the injury report. $4,300 on FanDuel, good price. Contra, we mentioned. Struss is a small forward. KCP, did KCP play a lot? I guess so. 35 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe if there's no Jamal Murray, maybe KCP.
You saw Trey Murphy had a really good game off the bench for New Orleans?
Yeah, yeah. And Trey Murphy was a first-round pick last year.
Yeah. But if we think that is a blowout game potentially against Charlotte, like Murphy at 41 as a tournament play?
Yeah, that could be interesting. He's very cheap on FanDuel as well. Justice Winslow, 26 minutes, John, off the Portland. Yeah. And that was a competitive game. Very cheap on FanDuel. Sub 4K on FanDuel. So maybe Justice Winslow, 39. I think he's going to be a regular part of that rotation.
Yeah, I kind of in agreement with you there as well. I'm trying to think. Dante DiVincenzo played 20 minutes. I don't know. That's probably not enough to...
Not on this slate.
I am in agreement with you there as well. Nick Nurse, by the way, I'm done listening to him. Juancho played 7, so 7 minutes.
Yeah, Nick Nurse just plays the starters. We didn't mention Ananobi broke the slate the other day.
Sure.
You could play him. He's 61 on draft, and he played 1 million minutes, and then Scotty Barnes also played 30. But, like, they just play their guys 1 billion minutes, and that's just what it's going to be. They just play 1 billion minutes.
Power forward. Again, we've talked about Durant. Towns against Utah, 94. Zion against Charlotte. I know you're going to love that. $9,200 for Zion. You've got to figure it all in. 88 for Zion on FanDuel. That's just going to make him a very popular play over on FanDuel. Randall's at 84. You loved him at under 8K the other day. He's 8K on FanDuel. 49 fantasy points for him in that game. A big double. So I'm sure he'll be willing to go back there. What's your price for Paolo? Are you willing to pay the 74 or 6,800 over on FanDuel?
Absolutely 68. Paolo Banchero, 6,800 for sure. Probably 74 too. John, he took 18 shots. And... he also was a rebound away from a double. He also had 5 assists. He also dunked on somebody and stared him down. Played 35 minutes. He got to the free throw line. Like, he did everything. He's super, super good. And he had foul trouble early in the first half. And he still ended with the game he did. I think Atlanta's a tough matchup for him because John Collins and Clint Capela are very good front court defenders. So that's something to consider for sure. But I'm okay going Banchero, especially 68 on FanDuel. I think that price is a little too cheap.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. It's a little low for me. Keldon, $6,800 on FanDuel. On DraftKings. Keldon on FanDuel is priced at $7,200. Double, played 29 minutes. I mean, again, he's the go-to guy for San Antonio.
Yeah. Dude, he's going to have so much opportunity this year to be the guy to, like, prove to San Antonio that, like, they can build around him, I think. There's no reason to not consider him in cash. I think he's a definite cash play. He didn't lead them in usage rate. That was actually Devin Vassell. So even though Vassell didn't look good, he did lead the team in usage rate, which I think is something that you and I both like to see. Even though he struggled, 27% usage rate. Kelvin 25.5, kicker 1.55 fantasy points per minute for Kelvin Johnson. I think he's as safe as it's going to get all year. He has a matchup in Jalen Smith that he's foul happy and
very foul happy. Yeah.
Very foul happy. And Jalen Smith's also questionable. If he doesn't, 6'5", Terry Taylor could be defending him. We're going to see O'Shea Brissett, who
Taylor started at center.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And there's no Miles Turner already. So, like, Isaiah Jackson, another foul happy player off the Indiana bench. Like, Kelvin Johnson, lock and loaded cash. And you can go there in tournaments as well.
Yeah, we got the full Jared Vanderbilt experience, by the way. He played 18 minutes, 7 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 6 fouls.
So, yeah,
I do like Jalen Smith, though, even if he's in there. I know he's questionable with a knee.
Sure.
Consider a game-time decision, but if he's out there, I like it. Just got to worry about the fouls. Aaron Gordon, what are your thoughts on the Aaron Gordon night one? 22-10 for Aaron Gordon in 32 minutes.
He's absolutely letting us down in game two, so happy if you played game one, Aaron Gordon. So happy for you guys. You guys are the best, but... I don't know. Aaron Gordon gives once a month, so he's already reached his quota for October.
Bojan, 24-5-2, $4,900 on FanDuel for Bojan here.
$4,900, yeah, that's a good price.
$5,600 for DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, the FanDuel price sticks out like a sore thumb. Him and Jabari Smith being 49 and 48, respectively, sticks out like a sore thumb. I think both those guys are elite at their price points.
You know who the chalk power forward is on FanDuel?
Chalk power forward on FanDuel is Bruno Fernando.
Santi Aldama at 43.
Santi Aldama 43. Yeah, 18 and 11 to 38 minutes. What is he on DraftKings?
He's 51.
51?
Yeah.
Probably still going to be popular.
Bruno is more expensive than Santi Aldama, by the way, on FanDuel.
What is Bruno? I bet you he's center only on...
he's not. He's power forward center.
4,400 center on DraftKings.
Though. He's a 4,500 power forward center on FanDuel.
Yeah, so Aldama, one of your cash game spots for FanDuel for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, it's lock and load in cash there.
Yep, I'm in agreement with you there as well. Anybody else? Any other value plays?
I mean, if Jalen Smith doesn't play Isaiah Jackson, right? O'Shea Brissett. We'll get the news early at 7 p.m. lock, so we'll know who's in, who's out for Indiana. So be on the lookout there.
Yep, I agree with you there. All right, let's go to center. At the top here, again, we have the Joker. We'll see what his status is for this game. I know he's likely to play. He's split as probable, but he's been dealing with that minor injury going on there. Gobert in a revenge spot at 9K. Any interest for that one?
Yeah.
A little bit?
So, yeah, I think, I mean, I think there was just, like, such a rift. I don't know who the rift was between. I don't know if... like Utah management, there was a rift. There was obviously something weird.
Well, he started COVID in the NBA, so.
True. This is true. Definitely was an asshole.
16 for him against OKC in that one.
Yeah, and it's not like if this is a tough matchup. Walker Kessler, good shot blocker, has a lot to learn defensively.
Yep.
And Kelly L was immediately in foul trouble in that game.
Yes, he was.
Immediately. So, yeah, I mean, again, another guy on Minnesota that I don't expect to like score like this. But 15 shot attempts, if that's what Gobert is going to get, dude, sign me the hell up. For 15 shot attempts, if that's like what Gobert averages this year, I mean, we're talking about a career year. We're talking about a career.
It would feel like that's a lot of shot attempts for him, given who else is on that team. But those guys also miss shots. So yep, he's just like grabbing boards. True. Siakam fouled out against Cleveland, but now he's got Brooklyn here at 85. The problem is that I don't think anybody's going to play that spot because Vooch is at 81 and he's 75 on DraftKings, which is like a really good spot for a Vooch without LaVine.
Yeah, I mean, Vucevic had big numbers, over 1.2 fantasy points per minute without LaVine Ball last year. So he's going to be really popular. I think Siakam is an interesting pivot, John. I think you're onto something there. We know how good Siakam can be. We just saw how bad Brooklyn's defense was. Let's see where Brooklyn, middle of the pack and pace for that first game. I think that's probably kind of skewed because the starters didn't play a full complement. But yeah, I think Siakam, look, he fouled out 30, and he still played 34 minutes. If he doesn't foul out of games, he's playing 40. So I definitely think Vooch is the chalk. You're right there. I definitely think Siakam is a good
one. Yeah, I think so as well. Claxton, 57 against Siakam on FanDuel. He's 57 on DraftKings. Claxton is a pass on here? Where is he? 50.
Yeah, I think Claxton's fine. I think he's a pretty good price. It's a good matchup. He is, obviously has size advantage over Siakam.
Yeah. Anybody else in the mid or value tiers for you?
Sure. Jakob Poeltl, 6,200 on DraftKings. I think he has a really good matchup against his future team in Indiana. No, not really. But I think we expected more to Poeltl in that game. But 14-9, he only played 26 minutes. He also had no blocked shots, which that's like built into his DNA, blocking shots. So yeah. I like Jakob Poeltl quite a bit, 6,200. I think there's some upside there. I like what I saw out of Ayton. Maybe not the best spot against Nurkic, but 18-8 against them last year, 18-10 double in game number one. He's pretty cheap. So I like Ayton. I like Jakob Poeltl in that mid-tier above Claxton.
Yep, I agree with you there as well. Any other guys value-wise, 6K, 5K in that range?
I mean, we mentioned Bruno Fernando. Yep. He's 4,300. If he's going to continue to start over Alperen Sengun, I'm not happy about it, but there's no reason not to give him a look. He's free. So.
And he had 7 assists.
Yes. I mean, there's obvious regression coming, right? Like, that's not sustainable, but I don't know, man. 4,500, he's a starting center, and he was, I mean, a couple points and a rebound away from mid-level, even if he doesn't give you those assists. Like, he's still getting you there. So, yeah, I think Bruno Fernando, gonna look to see, like, all these minutes for big guys. Like, Jalen Duran.
Yeah, Jalen Duran played 21 or 22 minutes
there. 21 minutes.
Like, had a double-double, right? Him and Walker Kessler, the two first-round pick centers from this past draft, go and have double-doubles on their first nights playing low 20s, so.
Yeah, Walker Kessler definitely benefited from Kelly O foul trouble and from the blowout. So,
as if,
like,
that isn't likely to happen to Utah all season long.
That's fair. That's a fair point. Fair point. Plumdog 49, 12-7, 4-1. No LaMelo Ball. Plumdog kind of underrated passer his whole career. I feel like Plumdog is like a good passer, so maybe he's something. That was a FanDuel 4,900.
Did you see that Bol Bol playing 18 minutes?
Is that sustainable? What did Bamba just add? 12 minutes, huh? So they played Bol Bol over Bamba.
A close game. It was not like it was a blowout run.
Yeah, it was a very close game. Interesting. Something to keep
10-6-1 for Bol Bol. I mean,
I think something to keep in our mind again. I don't play like those type of players that aren't gonna play, like aren't gonna give me like a ceiling of minutes.
Sure.
Like that's just a low floor of minutes on an 11 game slate.
He played 20 minutes, it looks like, at one point last year. So that's like a high for him that I'm looking at his game log. So, but we talk fantasy point per minute guys. Like, he is a fantasy point per minute guy. So if you're just looking to get weird.
You know? If you're looking to get weird, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Would Goga start? He only played 10 minutes. I guess not.
I mean, who knows what Indiana's going to do? The Terry Taylor thing is wild. Because, again, you look up his Wikipedia page, he's literally 6'5".
Yeah.
And Isaiah Jackson was Indiana's first round pick last year. You would think Isaiah Jackson would start. That would be my assumption.
Sure.
But, we'll know. So,
sure.
There's all no right. Tice. So
let's build our lineup.
Yeah,
Who are we paying up for? Start there.
I mean, I like Morant if we're spending up, but when we were talking about small forward, like, why wouldn't we just go Tatum DeRozan, right? Like,
you want to build a fair and balanced build here?
I do. It feels like, yes, the pricing is fair and balanced, but I feel like we're stealing. Tatum's a 10K player.
Sure. I agree. And DeRozan in this spot is probably a 10K player. So, where are we going for our value play? Santi Aldama? Do we use him at
51.
Center?
He's 51. Would you rather go Bruno or would you rather go Aldama?
Aldama played 38 minutes and it's Houston.
I know.
So I kind of want to go there.
Okay.
We'll temporarily put him at center and we'll continue to build around. Back to point guard then. We have about $5,500 a player for point guard, shooting, guard, forward, and utility. There was definitely some more value that I thought that we kind of ran across here. I'm just going to go to the utility spot and see some of the value names that I think we kind of threw out to each other here. Trey Jones was one. Conchard, 48. Struss is 47. Let's see here. We could still play Fernando and go Fernando at center, Aldama at forward, if you wanted to go that route.
We could. It's going to be very popular.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a very popular build.
Trey Murphy as a game theory play against the Hornets at 42. Beasley, revenge game, Beasley at 42 against Minnesota. Just traded.
I feel better about Beasley, I think, because the minutes I feel more secure about, right? Yeah. Because when you think about...
Bones Highland at 4K.
Murray's playing? Like, I just don't think he's... If they're talking injury management already, isn't that just, like, just pause for concern already?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, we can build a lineup, and just obviously the caveat is always we're building this the night before. If news changes, the lineups change, but we can go on the assumption that Bones is going to be in there.
I'm going to run Bones at shooting guard so we can get, I think point guard was like super appealing to like maybe spend up on.
Yeah, let's see. If we go.
I was thinking like in the Halliburton or KPJ range. Yeah, those are the two names. First two names that came to mind were Halliburton and KPJ.
Okay, Halliburton 79, we can fit in there pretty easily. Yep. That gives us about 52 a play if you wanted. Where's Kevin Porter? He is
7K.
7K. That would give us 43 if we played them both for a forward and a util. Let's pull that back for a bit. We got a 5K for three spots, a guard, forward, and utility. Brogdon is 51. Vassell is 51. You talked about if you want someone to come back against Halliburton there. Vassell's at $5,100.
Yeah. I don't hate the Vassell. I mean, again, you want guys, yes, you want shots to be made and stuff, but like if he's has a 27% usage rate.
He played almost 30 minutes, right? It was just the blowout. So 0 for 8. I mean, the guy took 8 threes, right? He can't.
No one's playing. I think Devin Vassell's going to go very underowned when he shouldn't be.
All right, we'll run Vassell back there. So we have 52 for a forward and a utility. Vassell does have dual elge, so we can kind of play around with that if we feel it's necessary.
Yeah, Struss at 47. Justice Winslow, 44. Your Trey Murphy play,
Michael
42.
Michael Porter, 54.
Michael Porter, 54. We're playing.
Or we can go Hart at 54.
Ooh. Yeah. I like
it
the
Josh Hart.
Depends
if you want to double up on Denver with Bones and Porter here.
It tough defense, right? Against Golden State, probably prefer.
Do you put me in Portland? I mean, Hart versus Phoenix?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. I mean, Struss gets Boston. That's not really a great spot for him. I'm fine going Conjure if you think that Brooks is out again.
He's doubtful. He's listed doubtful. Okay. So he's all but
Let's run Conjure back out there. Then it's not like it's a bad spot for him. And then that'll give us 56 for a utility.
Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, Oubre versus the Pelicans.
Right.
Well, do you have Oubre versus the Pelicans? That's kind of a tough matchup now.
We don't know. Because right. It could be. Herb could be on him. I mean, that could be tough. But, like, the Pelicans just smashed Brooklyn offensively. Were they that good defensively? Or did, like, they just take them out of the game because they just didn't miss a shot? I don't know. Oubre also playing without LaMelo Ball. He was in foul trouble early. So, if he's not in foul trouble, like, what's the... Let's look what Oubre was doing game one. I know, again, one game sample, whatever. Yeah. He had a just 19% usage rate, but 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Could I interest you in a Bruno Fernando utility and then a Jeremy Grant power forward play?
Do you have Grant in?
Or I could do a 6K guard, which is Trent, I guess, in that range. No, it doesn't really get us.
Doesn't
get us the guy that we
doesn't move them. Doesn't move the.
Doesn't. Not necessarily. Oh, needle, what right? If we went down? I mean, I like Halliburton, but if we went down from Halliburton to Kevin Porter,
okay,
right, that's 7K. This gives us $900. We can go $6,900 for a forward, which is Keldon. If you wanted to go Vassell and Keldon,
yeah, we can do that.
Or if you want to do a guard at 69, that is Brunson, Hero. Jaden Ivey, 61. This is with Bruno Fernando as our utility.
I kind of like the Keldon one with Keldon in there.
Okay, so we'll go Keldon and Vassell. Rerun that stack back. Or would you rather Paolo or...
Keldon's probably in the better spot, right? Paolo in kind of a tough spot.
I mean, probably. I don't know if he ever sits, though, so...
That's true. It's up to you. I'm okay with either of those guys. Perfectly fine with either.
Sure. Bruno's there. Yeah, I'll go Keldon. I'll keep Keldon in there. So that's what we got then. We have Porter, Bones Highland, Tatum, DeRozan, Aldama, Vassell, Keldon Johnson, Bruno Fernando.
Let's ride.
With $100 left over.
Broncos Nation, let's ride.
Yeah, amen. So that is our DraftKings lineup. Again, James will be on the playbook. We'll have a full slate of content for you all. If you have any questions, please get us in the Discord, and we will catch you guys later.